All right, I'd like to call the July 18th meeting of Ways and Means to order. Resolution 336. Could I have a motion? Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 369. Could I have a motion?
I'll second it for discussion.
Second. Discussion?
I have the same concerns that I've had, you know, for the duration. I just don't think that it's a good idea to give raw data to folks who don't have context. I think it's going to make more work, not less, for the financial analysts. I think that they're going to, you know, I think that they're going to be off tilting at windmills for these people who are looking at the data and not understanding it. I also have concern because what I've been told is that there is no read-only access and that there is the potential when you get into the invoices to see protected information, like people's last names and, you know, potentially patient information in certain departments. So I just, you know, I think when you go deeper, it becomes a slippery slope for legislators to have access to the raw data. I will not be a supporter of this whatsoever.
Mr. Criswell?
I did some homework on this. I actually contacted Tyler Technologies and talked with them about the system a little bit and asked them if they had a sort of New World 101 training, and they don't. It's a bunch of components, and then I came in and I sat with Amber and went through the system, and it's complicated, and there's a lot of pieces of it that if you don't understand the system pieces, those raw numbers could be misleading. You know, for example, there was something that had to do with the state contract, and it looked like you should have had income, but there was no income attached, and I asked why, and it was because that's in another place, because it's a state reimbursement. So there was a lot of complexity that I thought, you know, if you want the information, we have people who can get us that information really quickly. I'm not opposed to legislators having information for contracts and to better understand things, but I just don't know if jumping into New World is going to do that, because I think it would take really serious training to understand that system, how it works, what the quirks are, what the workarounds are. It's a complicated system, so I just don't think that it's necessary at this point.
Trevor, it is.
Yeah, so I have yet to do the sit down that Vice Chair Criswell did with Amber, Natalie. I mean, I've sat beside them as they're doing some work, but really to try to get even a brief tutorial and understanding. I'm concerned about what you just said in terms of read only. Minority Durant just said I haven't heard that yet before today. So that's something to think about. I'm open still to the concept in that the access that our analysts have and understanding that that's what I think is being asked for, just the same level of access, that doesn't it doesn't cause me great concern. I would want it to have limitations like required training and to be on a secure system. I personally don't think, for myself, I personally don't think we're ready to vote on this yet, but if we do, I'd probably have to vote yes, but it's like in the absence of enough information. You know what I mean? I feel like I need a little more time, but so I'd prefer to hold this another month. I don't think we're going to get anywhere. I don't think we're going to get anywhere necessarily, but I'm curious where the rest of the... I mean, I know where some of the committee is. we're going to hear from Legislator Cahill in a minute, but you've already spoken.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'd prefer another month to do a little due diligence and to understand the new concerns raised by Minority Leader Ronk.
I think these have been raised for a while, but...
Well, I haven't heard anyone say that we could actually get in and affect things. Like, it may be the wrong terminology, but...
We were told the opposite last...
Yeah, it could be a terminology issue, but...
I think it's multiple layers. The legislative analysts have access to perform... they don't just have the ability to view, they actually perform a function within the system. So it's very different. And what I've been trying to explain is, within the financial system, if you're doing accounts payable within a department, that's your only view. You're not, everything
let's,
is segregated
let's stay
based on duty.
On the financial analyst. 'Cause again,
so they perform specific functions, including writing data into the system. So they have access to a narrow view, which I got the printout of their security matrix to understand what their view is so we can begin to test those aspects. It's just to say that we're going to take their thing and just put a read on it only. Is that going to suffice to what the sponsor wanted?
That's why I'm saying I don't know that we've had the conversation. So, and again, when you're saying put read only, or they have the access to write things in.
We don't give any elected officials the ability to write data into the enterprise resource planning system, period.
What I'm saying is that here, sitting at this table right now, I cannot make evaluations based on what you're saying I don't fully understand.
There's 1,064 options in New World, mm-hmm. going down one side of the column, and then there's 7 options as to how you grant access across the other way. Mm-hmm. Those are all of the options by which we create a profile for individual functions. It's not by person, it's by function within the county. So it's a pretty broad menu of how we determine how people have access. I'm researching with Alan and Larry Craig, who's our administrator on the system, if there's other ways that we could satisfy the need for more even public-facing data. There's open data attachments that we could put onto the system where we could regularly pull data to refresh it and make it publicly available. Those things exist. The county's never done any open data effort, so that's an option. It's also understanding, are there specific reports from the legislator's point of view that we could potentially grant access to run? But again, just saying, like, a legislative analyst is trained to do their job and has a certain level of expertise. To say that we're just going to open that up to somebody else and expect that they're going to know what they're looking at, I share the same concerns that legislators Cahill, Ronk, and Criswell have all pointed out.
Hey, can I respond? Yeah. I'm sorry. Deputy Executive Kelly, I feel like is underscoring my point that we need more time, because again, hearing only why we can't do something is really different than hearing how we can. I don't even know what right only, you know, what the right only access or whatever he's speaking about actually means, and if that were removed from that access, if that would satisfy the concern. I do take exception, and I've heard it repeatedly, this idea, and I'm going to generally categorize it as this information is sort of dangerous to us to have because we might misinterpret it. Like, that to me is a little bit problematic when we're duly elected, charged with what we're charged with, and so I don't appreciate that line of thinking, but I think we need a little more time to get to the bottom of what we might, and I appreciate some people will never be okay with it, like, it'll never want to see it, that's fine, but for me, I need more time.
So, thank you, and I respect the chair's request to postpone. I will support that if you promote it. But I just want to say this, that as you know, I won't support this. And it's not so much that I think it's dangerous. What I think is, you know, my opinion about it is that I don't know what to look for. I don't think any of us know what to look for. And as, you know, Deputy Exec Kelly just said, right, you know, there's 1,064 lines and 7 tabs. Do the math. Any one of those can interact with another one, right? And so the access to those is really super specific to the task that the person using it is going to perform, right? Databases are very, very complicated, right? And I'm not going to lecture you about databases, okay? But I'll just say this. You know, I've never had full access to an entire database in 40 years at IBM. I've had access to what I needed to see and only to do my job. And, you know, if I didn't have access, other people would give me those reports and things like that I needed. And I think that we have that in place today. We do. And, again, I'll restate this over and over and over again. Has anyone never not gotten what they asked for? Right? Has anyone never gotten the reply that they asked for? Right?
Thanks. You know, I echo what Legislator Cahill just said about, I don't think it's dangerous per se. I do think that some of the information, you know, could be misused. by a legislator, but any information that we get could be misused. You know, I do think that, you know, it will cause more work for our legislative analysts. One of my things I'm most proud of from my time in the legislature, but also my time as chair, is that the staff working for the clerk and the clerk being able to be primary on hiring, we've got a very professional staff, a professional nonpartisan staff that doesn't turn over every couple of years. And I think that the legislature and the legislators should utilize our professional staff for what they're here for, which I think is to, you know, be able to help us dig down and do our job. I respect what you said. I don't agree. You know, that, you know, the idea of having each legislator have access to New World is the way to do our job. That's the way I took what you said. You know, I'm kind of like Legislator Cahill. There's no circumstance in which I would support this resolution. I will reluctantly vote to postpone it because it won't pass. But I think that if it were to vote right now, it would be a very small margin voting yes on the committee. And the reason for that, to me, is that this is kind of like a resolution in search of a problem. I don't see a problem with the staff's ability to help us dig into things. I think that, like I said before, I think that raw data without any context, which is what we're going to have, it is going to lead to a lot of unnecessary trips down the rabbit hole for our staff with legislators, whereas if we come to our staff with a question, they can go into New World for us and get us the answer we're looking for, not the answer we think we're looking for. That's where I'm at.
One thing I found really helpful was looking at the variety of reports that could be generated in New World. That was super helpful, and I think if we had training in what New World is, what are the different reports we can get out of it, what are the queries we can make, that to me would be way more important than having access to it myself, who wouldn't really know how to pull those reports or queries. So I would be much more in favor of something like that, like a really solid training that we could then say, okay, we get this system, we can now use our financial analyst to pull this, this, and this. So that's where I go.
Thanks. That's a great insight. I just want to comment, and I look forward to seeing it. I think that's probably would be very helpful. Just to respond to the minority leader, I was definitely not saying that the way we need to do our job is to have every person have access, because I also would expect that if we were to have passed this and this were to be policy, probably a majority of legislators wouldn't avail themselves of this.
Supermajority, maybe?
Yeah, yes, exactly. So it's like, I definitely don't want to say how any legislator should do their job. I want to be able to be respectful of availing each legislator to the tools that they need in the way that they need them. I appreciate, for whatever reasons, willingness to postpone a month, and hopefully we'll, in that time, I'll have time to look at it, but also talk further to the administration. I hope that the sponsors talk further to the administration about the specifics of what, which would be as well the specifics of what they want to see, and really drill down into that and what that means, and what this writing into the system means versus not being able to write into the system, and how that might, because that I think would help to have those things answered and really to get to the bottom of what it is we're looking for, not all the millions and whatever that works out to, billions of permutations that 1,060 by 7 in all its varying forms could be. Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to postpone. Okay. 1 month.
I'll second it for 1 month. Yeah.
Question? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Just going to represent. I'm a no on that postponement.
Can we go back to the previous? Sorry. Sorry that went by. So, motion to reconsider.
Yes. Yeah, I'll make a motion to reconsider.
And I'll second it. Thanks. So this is 336, the medical corps. So last week we talked about the language in the resolution and the idea that this is not actually, we're not actually adopting a policy, and we talked about there was an acknowledgement, but I didn't see proposed amended language come over.
I didn't know that's what you were looking for.
Well, I mean, I think we should, if we have the time, if we can wait the month and get back to the rest, like, is there...
Yeah.
Matt's going to be a coach today, all right?
I thought we were talking about creating a policy rather than a program. I thought that's
right.
What
the policy is that we, Ulster County has a medical reserve corps.
Exactly.
That's what I thought.
And then the program fulfills that policy.
Yeah.
So isn't that what this is? Because it says it's a general operating policy for it.
No, this is adopting a policy, but what we're adopting
is the overall manual.
Is the manual.
I agree with you then.
Yeah, so it's like, I think we should be accurate about this, because this is a manual, this is not a policy. We need to adopt a policy, and this would be the manual for the policy.
Sorry, that was not clear from the last meeting, and I'm just concerned about delaying it for another month.
I mean, I thought we were pretty clear in the conversation.
But couldn't we just amend the resolution now?
If someone has proposed
language. You say the line that you're...
If someone has proposed language, if maybe you wanted... Maybe we have to get through the rest of the packet and we have a meeting tonight.
You interrupt something for them? Yeah.
I feel like you had language...
That I just said out loud.
Yeah. I do.
Just go back to that recording.
Just hit rewind.
Maybe we can just leave it on the table for the moment and move through the rest of the agenda.
Okay. All right. Resolution 387. Can I have a motion? I'll make it.
Second.
Discussion.
Oh. Yeah. So, I don't know. I continue to have issues with this. They're really like the same as my issues of last week. Now we have the DA with us, but you know, my understanding is that the person is working an alternative work schedule. My main concern is that this is budget time. Departments are submitting their budgets and scheduled to have meetings with Department of Finance. I never really look favorably on making these changes outside of a budget cycle. I also feel like the concern, you know, the justification. I've heard what's in the resolution, what the person in the position specifically said, and then I've anecdotally heard different things in conversations with legislators, and that concerns me. The changing justification. For me, I'd like to see this happen through the budget process. And then I would also like to say if there are certain aspects of this that if we're going to discuss, I will be making a motion to go into executive session. If we're not going to discuss it, I don't know where everybody else is. That's fine. But if we go down certain roads, I'm going to make a motion to go into executive session.
Maybe we should, because I'm not sure what roads you're talking about, so perhaps we should go into executive session.
All right, I can do it.
We do it at the end so we get through.
You want to see if anyone...
Well,
oh, you mean at the end, keep this resolution to the end?
So, I'll make a motion that we table the resolution for the time being.
Well, let's see if we actually go down any road that leads us to have to go into.
I want to find out what she's talking about.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, if you want to keep talking about the other stuff about this now, or should we just do it at the end?
Is your comment?
I just had a
public.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, then go ahead.
I just had a question about benefits, and is if this person is working what would be considered a full time schedule, have they been working it for a significant amount of time that they should have been, you know, benefits would be applicable? And to me, that's important. You know, if they're working full time hours, they should be getting benefits attached to that. So.
If they're half time or more, they're getting they have benefits extended to them.
This may be.
This one doesn't.
Yeah.
Maybe part of.
That may be part of the executive. Yeah. You want to go in now or wait till the end?
I don't mind waiting until the end.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, we don't have a really heavy agenda. Here.
Yeah. So I make a motion to retable this until the end of the meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Resolution 400. Can I have a motion?
Moved.
Second.
Thank you. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. 402.
I'll close. Make a motion.
Second?
Second.
Criswell. Discussion? All those in favor?
I'm just going to catch on.
Ms. Vandale, you want to talk about
this? Oh,
yeah. I was like, hold on, I know she's got something to say. I've been here long enough to know that Tracy's got something to say about Vandale.
Okay. All right. So, we are in the midst of a space study. I mean, again, I feel a little bit like a broken record with Vandale. It's at this point, it's no longer specific. It is specific to this property, but... I also think it's something that I hope will come out of a space study, the idea of whether or not we should be looking to purchase our own property or an alternative. Everyone knows how I feel about what we've spent this far. The existing lease, you know, allows us to continue from month to month. We're, 2 months out from the space study coming in. I just think it's premature to move. I do realize that there is an out clause in the lease, and I acknowledge that 60 days should make everyone feel, well, it's great, we have 60 days, but I'm just going to point out that I have been a part of this conversation related to this lease now for 20 years. So the 60 day out clause doesn't give me a lot of comfort in that, you know, I think I really want to see us think strategically on this property.
So, as I recall, this lease has already expired. Has this lease already expired?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, how do we do this? Do we just stay there without a lease?
Yeah. That's what we're doing right now.
That's something else that should run.
Yeah. I mean, you know. This is probably going to come off the wrong way. I hate to say that ahead of time. I understand the concerns about the property. I also understand that, you know, for this particular type of facility, we don't have a ton of options. A couple years ago, we had a ton of other options for the Board of Elections, and we chose a cruddy, you know, expensive triple net lease, and I think everyone except for me, maybe Kev, maybe you, no, you voted for it too. I think I might have been the only one to not support it. And, you know, I don't understand how we like pick and choose these problem leases. I think that we've got more problem leases than just this facility. And, mm-hmm. and this one is a specialty facility that we don't have a lot of options for. We had county owned property that the Board of Elections could go into. I just don't understand the distinction there.
We don't have another facility lined up that we can go into, and on a month-to-month lease, those terms can change or the offer can be withdrawn. And I think it leaves us in a very precarious position, especially with a building that allows us to save hundreds of thousands of dollars each year. It is true that we have paid hundreds of thousands of dollars
millions.
Each year.
Millions.
Yeah.
But we have
many millions.
But we have made it back. So I think we can do better than this. But to say that this is not serving us, I think is not accurate. It is serving us this year. And having a lease on it that we get to determine when we want to leave is far superior than being at the, you know, in a situation where the owner of the building could evict us on short notice. We do not have an alternative.
Chair Riddell.
So I don't, Legislator Nolan made some good points that I, you know, again, in my frustration that I'm trying to balance in my brain at the same time. Minority Leader Ronk saying that we're picking and choosing, that's why I'm saying we should be waiting for the space study, because we're not picking and choosing. I actually share some of your concerns on other leases, and that one including as well. What I would offer as a compromise, recognizing the 60-day lease, 60-day out clause, would be and I don't even know if this is proper, but I would feel more comfortable if somewhere in this resolution we required buildings and grounds to go out to an RFP for property purchase or building purchase for this facility. Legislator Nolan just said, both legislators commented on what's out there, what's not out there. So I think I'd like to see buildings and grounds undertake a concerted effort to see what is out there through an RFP. And I don't know if that's something that we can put into this resolution because it's a lease resolution, or if
we could, like an RFQ or something.
If we could put in a, and I could come up with it before we get to the floor, but basically resolved that Ulster County Buildings and Grounds shall issue an RFQ. Would it be an RFQ or an RFP? An RFP.
Yeah. It's already been drafted.
Yeah,
so kind of, we are waiting kind of for the space study results to inform that. Because that
for
will,
this building in particular?
Yes, for this facility. Yes. Hmm. So we're waiting for two things. One is to have the initial reports back from the space study in order to inform the spec, the needs. And the other one is to have, you know, we're also selecting real estate agents for us to use as fire stations. So that will be the other piece. But those are all in the
So that's happening right now. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So thank you, Deputy Exec Laval. That was going to be my question is, can we look at this again? And, you know, we can, like I like the expression, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can put this lease forward so we don't get booted out, and at the same time put something in motion to get our own facility at a much more reasonable price, as something that suits. Look, this building is serving us well right now, right? And we may be able to find something that suits us not only now but in the future, and not just for bridges, right? We do other fabrication in the county, so maybe we should look at that, because that will save us money too, because I'm a firm believer that this absolutely saves us money. We should staff it up and maximize any kind of money savings we can get out of that facility. And if it means we have to, you know, build a bigger one with more equipment, then that's what we should be doing to save the county money in the long run. It's not this budget, not the next budget, but for the next 10 or 20 budgets, right?
Yeah.
Because if we had done this 20 budgets ago, when we first signed this lease, if we had the same kind of outlook, we would be in a much different place today.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm happy with that. I will say a token no, but it's a protest no, but I'm happy with that. Knowing that that's happening.
Do we have to make an amendment to this resolution to have that?
No.
Because it's already in place.
It works. Can you keep this committee informed as well? I know it normally goes to public works, but keep ways and means. Okay.
So I'll just bring up my concern that I brought up last week is, how can we force this committee to reevaluate this lease in a period of time? Is that by amendment tonight, or is it just by having Natalie put it on the calendar as an agenda item? But I don't want to lose track of this.
How?
So can we just create another resolution, not tonight, but can we create another resolution that says that we have to revisit not just this lease, but all of our leases after the space study, and then that will give us the opportunity to open this back up and look at it. And if we choose to look at everything, we look at everything, but we don't necessarily have to, right? I mean, that's something that I think we should do anyway.
Would that be a resolution directing ourselves to do that?
To remind ourselves? No, I'm just kidding. It would be a resolution to. Just thinking, on the fly here, would be like something like, reevaluating our leases based on the space study needs and the future needs of the county, right?
But I think we're automatically going to be doing that anyway once we get the.
But you wanted something to remind the committee.
Perhaps we could put it on the agenda as a standing item.
That's Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Great.
Yeah, good idea.
All right, all those in favor?
You're good.
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes opposed.
That's how I know it's time to leave.
403. Can I have a motion?
Moved.
Second. Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Very aye.
404 is bond. Can I have a motion?
Yeah. Make a motion.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Carried. 405. Can I have a motion?
Move.
Second.
I'll second.
No, in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 406.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Chris. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 407.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 408.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Chris. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 409.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
On this, just did we do any fact finding on or cost benefit analysis on whether it's cheaper to contract out than it is to have our crews do it? Tree service.
Tree service.
To either Public Works or the executive's office. I'm just curious. It's a question that gets asked a lot about, you know, line striping, so I just figured I'd bring it up now.
This is mainly for emergency trees.
Okay.
This is in the ash trees?
Yes. It started out as dealing with the ash tree problem.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now it's kind of morphed into emergency trees. And
well, a lot of the ash trees have are now, when they fall, they're, well, it was, you know, they're dying now. So, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Emergency tree in my yard, okay?
No, we put up barriers and then just wait.
Yeah, wait till it falls.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 410.
Sorry.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 411.
I'll move it.
Second. Bridgeville. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 412.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right. Back to 336. Do we have an amendment?
Make
an
They were running again some light. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I think we didn't vote to put this one on the table. We just
sort of went past
it. We just left it. We reconsidered and left it. So, are they working on it? Do we want to just move ahead to the other one, or
you need more time on 336?
No, it's simple language change.
Okay.
So we're just categorizing here.
It doesn't matter, the Pope is on. The Pope.
So this is going to be a change to the title of the resolution, number 336, adopting a policy to have an Ulster County Department of Health and Emergency Services Medical Corps unit organization, and adopting the general operations procedure manual. And in the resolved, we resolved that
that's an awfully big title.
Was that the title you just
said? Yes, it just puts the word policy in front of the first phrase and procedure manual instead of.
I thought you didn't want to adopt the procedure manual.
Well, we're adopting a procedure manual. That's what the resolution
they just
does.
Call it that.
Okay.
So then the resolve would say that the Ulster County Department of Health, that Ulster County hereby adopts a policy to have a medical reserve corps. To be administered by.
Is there any way we can print this out?
So, okay, because that was just a suggestion. Let's print it out. We're going to go in executive.
Yeah.
Give you some time. If you could print that out, we'll come back out of executive, and then we'll
deal
with
that.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Motion. Thank you.
Motion.
So we got to decide who's coming in.
Resolution 387. A motion to take it off the table. We need.
Make a motion to take 387 off the table.
I'll second it.
Second. In favor.
Aye. I make a motion that we go into executive session and that legislative staff, and the district attorney can stay with
me. And the Department of Budget, I think.
Budget's part of the problem?
Yeah,
all right.
I feel like.
And the Department of Budget. And the
Department
of Staff.
And March.
And the Finance Commission.
Finance.
Yeah.
Why don't we just say the executive staff?
I'm not in the motion. I got it.
We're working on it. Staff. It's up to you.
Want to use my badge? Oh, wait.
Is that
mine is mine.
Yeah, so maybe
mine might work.
Chris
needs to find out. Better not.
And Deputy Executive Kelly.
That was too on the nose.
I was
going
to say
council. He's
no. So I'm dying in a fire.
We didn't vote yet.
Yeah, I was denied, but that just means I'm dying in a fire.
Leave the attorney. You want the attorney?
No, you're getting out.
I'll take you with me.
Wait. Before you do that, so executive, discuss personnel.
You don't have the DA.
To discuss personnel.
Well, did you want the DA?
I'm just where's the DA?
He left.
Did he leave?
No, he did not leave.
I'll try and find him.
Oh. Did he get lost? Was he afraid there might be a murder trial in here?
Do we go? Sorry, that was Tourette's.
No, so all those in favor of including those who we said.
I'm happy I made you happy.
On the vote?
On the vote.
Aye.
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 Aye.